This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming up in T-minus 6 minutes, one of my favorite people, and somebody want to be on the show a lot more, former ambassador of the UN, best-selling author Alan Keyes is going to be here with us for the rest of the hour coming up. But I wanted to air this special report, The Year of Activism. It's going to be confronting these globalists with facts. It's going to bring them down.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
Sundar, you know Google is helping China with Dragonfly, and you know that they're helping censor, and you know that you sold this country out, and you won't even help the Pentagon, you'll help the Chi-Coms. You bet on the wrong country, Sundar.
We will hear 30-minute opening arguments from counsels for the majority and the minority.
Barry Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country, and you can kick me out, but he's the one committing crimes. You are Gary Nadler. You're the one committing treason. America's done with this.
You are caught on tape by Project Veritas, shadow banning people. You are censoring people. You censored
Level
me. You censored Milo. You censored
room.
Chuck Johnson, James O'Keefe. You even censored President Trump
you'll,
when one of your employees yeah. deleted his account for a few
take
minutes.
A seat or we'll
you are censoring
you.
Conservatives. And I'm asking you, President Donald Trump, help us. Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late.
America's sick of the treason committed by the Democrat Party.
Juanita Broderick? Did you include Juanita Broderick or Paula Jones? The children you smuggled from Haiti will never get a chance to be gutsy. Those Haitian children will never get a chance to be gutsy. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com.
You're out of here. Seriously, this is a campaign for change, for sanity, for honesty, for inclusion,
hey, Michael,
for compassion.
Hey, how is it ethical to brief the President of the United States on an unverifiable and salacious dossier? And how is it ethical leadership to not tell him that his political opposition, Hillary Clinton, paid for that? You didn't disclose that information. Why didn't you disclose to President Trump that his opposition paid for the material? You are not an ethical leader.
Every year, the Best Friends Animal Society helps cats and dogs who are stuck in animal shelters find homes.
We really need to be looking at in this debate is that Bill Clinton is a rapist. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
Trump Tower, New York is that.
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
The Donald wasn't too happy.
The Donald
was not too happy about
for the 4th of July, and I got this Hillary for Prison t-shirt, and I just want everyone to know about this, like, big presidential campaign that Bill Clinton is a rapist at InfoWars.com.
Mr. Clinton, would you like to make a comment to Danny Williams?
Mr. Clinton,
can you make a comment about Trump saying about rape allegations?
Hey, I don't want to hear any of that. Knock it off.
Scum, you're not taking our guns, none of you. 1776, we'll be getting it if you take our guns.
Mr. Comey, 11 lawmakers, Mr. Comey, today filed a criminal referral against you.
Ma'am, you're going to have to leave.
You're going to get prosecuted, Comey. You're going to get locked up.
Sundar, you're engaged in treason. You've had Google executives lie to Congress. You're not censoring the
service. We are not going to allow you to take our
our Second Amendment. Did you see Trump 2020?
Three weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
During that special report that I just aired, I'm not trying to build suspense up here. I was sent video of Roger Stone that nobody else has. And I was talking to the lawyer involved just like in a 4-minute break because I was running that little promo video. And I'm like, what do we do with this? They're like, well, what do you think you do with it? So that's the thing about being in charge. It's the responsibility. You have to make decisions. Let's just say this war that's going on against America, the intimidation, the bullying, is just so over the top. And they throw so many punches that they hope we just give up, but we're not. We're actually winning and coming through the fight, like Muhammad Ali in the 12th round, and we're going to win in the end. But there's going to be a heavy price to pay, but it's worth it. As soon as I'm in the show today, I will go deal with this video and the footage I've seen of the incredible persecution of Roger. He's been a co-host of this show in the War Room, and we're right in the middle of the zeitgeist, but I was sent by lawyers this video just like 20 minutes ago and then called me over. That's why I aired a tape before Alan Keyes was coming on. I would have gone right to him. I'd run over and watch it. I was like, what the hell is this? Just to give you an idea of the harassment Trump has gone through or Roger Stone's gone through. We've been through a lot, but those guys, because they're old friends, it's just been insane. And they're not victims. They're not little wimps saying, oh, I'm a victim. You just need to know it's unbelievable behind the scenes. The left has pulled out every stop. There is no chivalry. There is no decency. There is nothing but total insanity. So let's shift gears. Just know that I'm going to respond to what I was saying. I've just got to process it. And I'm not complaining because I'm a decisive person, but when you're getting this much information at a certain point, I've got to process this stuff. I've got to be able to think about it a little bit. But with great power comes great responsibility, as Spider-Man says. Speaking of great power and great responsibility, we're joined by the former head U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Alan Keyes, who I've really been wanting to get on the show more often. We're really glad to have him from his great TV studios. I don't know if it's in New York or Maryland or Tennessee. He's got them all over the place. But he's a best-selling author, American conservative political activist, pundit, the former ambassador, doctoral graduate of Harvard University. His family are great patriots. IMTV.us, loyaltoliberty.com. I'm just going to stop right there. And just because we've got a bunch of topics I want to cover with him, the abandonment of natural law, the neglect of constitutional authority. But I want to just ask him, as a historian and as a father and as a patriot who's lived a lot of years and seen a lot since the Reagan administration, what would you call, sir, this period in history that we're in right now?
Well, I think we have come to the crisis of American self-government, a crisis that was predicted really since the very beginning. The founders were thinking about this kind of crisis when they were putting the Constitution together. We had one crisis that they were assuming would come during the course of the Civil War. I think this is now a crisis that looms over us. It would have come earlier, I think, because there was a period during the course of the 20th century when the advances of communism and Nazism and all these other forms of socialist totalitarian tyranny were marching through European societies and were putting pressure on all of the Western countries, including those like the United States and to a certain extent Great Britain, that were the fruits of the Enlightenment thinking that then led to the surge of self-government, of by and for the people, as Lincoln put it. But I think that because of the excesses of those regimes and Hitler's unleashing and the Japanese unleashing of global war, we got the impression with the success of the United States that somehow or another we had overcome that crisis. But
that's right. We believed evil was defeated, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. I think in point of fact, it was poised in a different way because a lot of the underlying philosophy that had fed the rise amongst the elites in Europe of various forms of totalitarian-minded socialism what we now understand to be fascism, Nazism, and so forth and so on, the collective and repressive totalitarian form of government that essentially sees an elite taking charge in the name of some utopian vision of the future, moving in one direction or another, but in a way that represses all the ideas of God endowed unalienable right.
Why does it always produce nightmares? It never produces anything good.
It has never produced anything good. In fact, it has produced what I fear will be the end result of what is happening to us right now. The first thing it produces is massive death because you have entered into a period where people adopt a very literal understanding of the ends justify the means, and the ends often are ends that require that you essentially cleanse the population. You know, we talked about ethnic cleansing. This is ideological cleansing. And I think a lot of the things that are now being put in place.
Oh, we're going through. Big tech is just, they've announced social credit scores on Twitter, and if you're a quote racist, you don't get health care in the UK. It's just, it's absolutely dangerous. It's like textbook.
See, I think one of the things that we absolutely have to start to focus on, particularly among grassroots Americans, because we're under a full front assault on everywhere you look.
We're in a war
coming at us. But I think they have one main and serious objective, and that main and serious objective is to undermine our confidence in the underlying premise of our way of life.
They want to demoralize us. Their main mission is demoralization.
Rights, and they mean to get rid of it.
So how do we stop it? I totally agree. They want to demoralize us. How do we stop that?
Well, the first thing you do if you want to avoid being demoralized is you focus. You focus on what is the essential point, because when you're faced with that kind of an assault, part of the assault is just to distract you from the main point of the assault.
Exactly.
And decide what that main point is. And I think that main point is to overthrow, first of all, our confidence in the truths that this country was founded on, starting with the premise of God endowed unalienable rights, which then overthrows our confidence in our own capacity to govern, so that we then start looking for some kind of
answer.
Human system, which they're quite prepared to offer in the form of these totalitarian-minded elites who will come along. We got the money, we got the ideas, we've got the utopia, just sit back and we'll do it for you.
Bloomberg that says, he goes, I'll run your life, just give me power.
Now that's what we're looking at. But they're also, I think, mobilizing to box us in. And I think that's part of what, if you think through the whys and wherefores, let's assume for a moment that what's going on with the coronavirus is part of this kind of thinking, is one of the fronts on which we're being assaulted. It's the front that's pressuring us not to look at our way of life, but simply to fear for our lives. and in fearing for our lives to look around for anything that will relieve that.
And give up our way of life.
Regimentation of our whole way of life.
Wow. I tell you, Alan Keyes, you got to get on the show more. When we come back, then let's get into whatever topics you want to cover. I know you sent me some notes, the abandonment of natural law, scientific and moral. What is natural law? Let's talk about that. Growing secession movement proves Americans fed up with dim policies. Conservative Oregon continues, may join Idaho. The secret life of Wisconsin kids. Dwayne Wade says son knew he was transgender at the age of 3. Good news, law penalizing misgendering with hefty fine may be challenged. It's all coming up with former Ambassador to the United Nations from the U.S., Alan Keyes, here on this live Global Friday transmission that only exists because of your incredible support and your prayers. I mean, it's so simple, folks. I just want to stay in the fight. I don't fear death in prison or any of it. I just fear not being able to fight. And the fact that you back us, and the fact that you support us, and the fact that you give us your word of mouth is everything. So I want to thank the listeners. Don't thank me. I thank you. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and he's been fighting the tyrants, well, before that and ever since. Alan Keyes is here. When I go to CPAC next week, hopefully he can guest host with us at least one day. We're working on that right now, but he's here with us. I want to get into the topics he wants to cover, but I just had to ask him. We're all honest here. The pros and cons of Trump, the fake impeachment failed, but him allowing big tech to surveil, not just censor, and to bring in Chinese social credit scores, I believe it's President Trump's biggest failing. As an American birthright, he's just torn away from us, and he lets big tech do this. I just don't know what to say at this point. I mean, can you speak to what your views are on Trump and his positives, his failings? Because we're obviously not in a culture of just supporting the president. I mean, he obviously doesn't understand the problems, or for some reason he's not dealing with them. What do you think?
Well, I think part of the problem is that we don't have the habit of presenting these things in their right perspective. What particularly shocked me about President Trump was that when they threatened to censor his Twitter account, he didn't get the point of it, which is not that he was being threatened as an individual, but that the President of the United States was being told that he was not going to be allowed to communicate with the American people. That's not an attack.
Exactly.
On
he never gets the power of the office. He keeps thinking it's about him, which isn't a bad thing. I love Trump, but yeah, no, it's the office.
Yes, I'm not talking about the office.
Okay, explain to me.
The fact that this is a government of, by, and for the people. That the president
so
is
the people
elected.
Elected him, and they're silencing the people's representative.
If he can't communicate with the people, that's step number one. That's a direct attack on the body politic. If they can't communicate with one another, that's a direct attack on the body politic. And that was considered, by the way, by our founders to be so serious that if you had behavior characterized by that kind of an attack from officials in the government, that was a high crime and misdemeanor. We are now getting it from private corporations who have been offering public accommodations to lure people in and make billions of dollars for themselves.
And let people invest in them and promote their platforms.
Position to attack the body politic in its most vital function, which is to exercise the sovereign power of election that determines who's going to sit in what office. But the only way you can do that properly is to be informed. And they are now trying to control.
So what do we do with election suppression, voter suppression? What do you think the president should do?
Well, I think that the president should start looking at the Constitution and going after these companies because, among other things, they are violating the civil rights of American citizens. And they are engaged in something that constitutes a direct attack on the body politic, which, by the way, is a kind of lèse majesté. In a society, that is an attack on the sovereign. Because when the people are acting in their capacity as citizens to prepare for voting and to go to vote, they need that information, they need that free communication. The founders identified it as vital that they should be able freely to communicate and have access to available information.
So the system is attacking we the people. They're saying we're not worth it, we're not good, don't let us communicate, the elites know best.
Well, it doesn't matter what they're saying, because we live under a constitution in which...
No, I understand what they're doing is illegal and wrong. I'm saying the outrage of what big tech is saying. Why do you think Trump has missed this most fundamental issue?
Because he's not seeing it in terms of its attack. We talk about these issues as if they are simply issues of individuals' rights. It is an individual right
right? Because all our rights have to be exercised.
But collectively, we're being denied the right to communicate in the commerce of ideas.
What they're doing actually implies the overthrow of our government. That's what it implies.
Then I'll stop interrupting. Quantify it. I know you're a smart guy. Quantify it, then.
Quantify it. I think it's easily quantifiable. If you start taking all viewpoints, filtering them through a controlled process, a process controlled by a very elite handful of people, that means that the people are no longer getting full information to allow them to know both what the issues are and what the choices are in terms of those who are most capable of representing their feelings for what this country is about. Once you have done that to any degree, you have already overthrown the process itself that the Constitution intends to establish.
Exactly. That's so an iron curtain of control has come in.
Was put in there in the first place.
So what do we do about the iron curtain of control? What should the president do?
The president should start bringing suit, first of all, against these companies. By suit, I mean he should develop cases that prosecute them for violations of the law. I would put it under the civil rights attribute, first of all. After all, if it is wrong to discriminate against people, viewpoint discrimination, whatever, in public facilities and to lunch counters based on race and so forth and so on, you have to make an argument to make all that into civil rights. You don't have to make an argument to make it into civil rights when it comes to the activity of people acting as citizens. It's right there in the First Amendment.
You're absolutely right. And it really is a unification of everybody's rights that are being violated. This is the big unifier of our ability to talk to each other. They're trying to block it. This is a rape of the people.
That's right. But it's not being presented as that. See, they're presenting it as this individual, that individual that they can try to attack and characterize as crazy.
Oh, we even got a white paper from a major university saying, ban Jones first, it'll make it about an individual, then they won't organize as a group. It actually says that, George Washington University.
See, that's why I believe that the key to it is to wake people up to the fact that this is an attack on the form of government, which is a form of government meant to guarantee the ultimate say of the people as a whole. They are tearing it down. I saw an article that had been published by some professor from Marquette University just today or yesterday, in which they were saying about the democratic process. Now, think of it. The Democrat primaries, this woman is saying they should be decided by an elite group consisting of politicians. Sitting that means to say
Politburo.
By turning over elections to the chief swamp leaders. That doesn't make any sense. But it shows a will to confine government and decision-making, to take it out of the hands of the people, so that, as Nancy Pelosi said several years ago, elections won't matter so much. That's what they're after.
Well, Alan Keyes, I've interviewed a lot of people, but you've got to be probably the smartest. You're absolutely right. And the way you quantify and boil it all down to what it is, it's just naked tyranny. And Trump makes it about, oh, this individual got banned, that one got banned, or, oh, it's a company's right. No, they're companies in unison working together to suppress certain groups. Well, that's fundamentally un-American and must be defeated. We got 30 seconds to break. Oh. But you should come back. When you host next week, you've got to just do a message to the president, because he gets messages from the show. And the president's a smart guy, but he's so corporate, he just thinks, well, companies do what they want. He doesn't get they're colluding, they're leaking together, they've got AI watching people. It's just so illegal, it's so evil. Alan Keyes is our guest, former ambassador to the UN from the U.S. We're going to get into the neglect of constitutional authority and the abandonment of natural law and a bunch of stories he wants to cover straight ahead. Stay with us and tell folks to tune in right now. That's how we break the censorship blockade. There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Man, former ambassador to the UN from the U.S., Alan Keyes, best-selling author, knows his stuff. Loyal to Liberty.com, IMTV.us. So I've been interrupting a lot just because he's absolutely on target. I'm trying to interject my points because I know Trump's wrong. I know that if the mafia, whether they be whatever mafia, Dixie mafia, Italian mafia, Mexican mafia, Chinese mafia, whatever, was the Scientologists, so they were trying to suppress speech like this, they get in trouble. But if big tech in live time saying we're watching you, we're going to control you, the president must take action. But let's get into the neglect of constitutional authority and the abandonment of natural law, what is natural law, and some of these stories you sent me with Ambassador Alan Keyes. Please continue.
Well, one of the things that I set the stories over for was to illustrate a point that I think we've been talking about, which is that we have a tendency as Americans to look at things in individual terms and to forget that the attack that's taking place is an attack that's taking place on the very foundation of our form of government and our way of life, so that each attack is intended as a final result to separate us from one of the assumptions that allow us to govern ourselves.
Well, that's the paradox. We're individualist, but we have to have a collective. Just because communists are collective, they're a false collective. We're a collective that's via our mission and our ethos. We come together through free will. Only our collective can defeat their collective.
And if we don't understand that, then they will end up battering the foundations down while we're frittering away trying to answer each discrete attack as if that's all the danger we face. And we won't see the big picture that the house is going to collapse because they've removed the
foundation. So how do we exactly, how do we answer the main assault?
Well, one of those foundations is, for instance, the authority of parents over their children. And we might say, well, that's an individual authority. Well, not quite, because we claim to have the capacity to be sovereign people. That is to say, to be individuals who will care for the common good of our country and can be entrusted with the most important kind of power in dealing with that common good. Well, when do we prove ourselves to have the character to do that? When we raise our kids. So, respecting parental authority and obligation and responsibility is part of what must be done to make sure that our sovereign capacity is developed and respected. They are now using all this gender junk.
You're right. Everything is about keeping us from ever stepping into that most basic authority.
Well, they're destroying it. They're denying it. They're taking it away completely. Wisconsin, I read a story where they're actually practicing deception. They're telling parents, they're not telling parents that their children are going to school and being encouraged first and then aided and abetted in adopting a different gender identity that they never tell the parents about. Imagine that. And they're
it's unbelievable. It's not just physical rape. It's spiritual and psychological rape.
And then you've read, probably talked a lot about these efforts to promote transgender story hours and all of this sort of stuff. What's that really about? What it's really about is turning the children over to these folks who are essentially grooming them to no longer accept the authority of their parents or the reasonable authority of science or anything else in society, to follow their whims. And people who follow their whims can then be manipulated by those same whims. And therefore, you are actually empowering the government to fashion little automatons.
It truly is monstrous.
Of these kinds of satisfactions.
So continuing along this line then.
Well, you see, I think that when you allow that to happen, you're essentially grooming future generations, not only to be the playthings of people of power. That, I think, is obviously true, and it's part of the crisis, the moral crisis, that generates so much indignation about all of this. But you're also grooming them to essentially rely on the government's formation of their own sense of who they are. A sense that, by the way, is not supported by science, not supported by objective fact, and therefore they'll be entirely dependent on government fiat, government laws, government support, to support the fantasy identity that they've created for themselves.
That's right. Only government can enforce the fantasy land.
Say again?
Only government and the state can enforce the fantasy land.
That's right. And once you put them in that position, they become entirely dependent on government for the fundamental sense of their own worth.
Who came up, Dr. Keyes, with a diabolical plan like this? I mean, this is, we know it's the Tavistock Institute, but man, this is so diabolical.
Well, it's diabolical, but it's also kind of, what's the word, commonplace in history. You identify the means whereby you can manipulate people. The best example I think that we all appreciate is getting people addicted to drugs. Well, you're getting people addicted to, say, sexual pleasures related to sexual fantasies that have nothing to do with the objective responsibilities, obligations, and character required to lead a life.
Yeah,
that
so
they
people
can
give up their whole identity and their whole world to whatever perversion. That perversion becomes all they care about. Well, they don't care about the rest of the world, so now other people can be history's actors.
Well, other people, meaning a handful of folks who are have amassed enough power, enough money, enough control over government institutions to dictate the environment in which they operate, and then, as I say, give or receive the opportunities they'll have to satisfy their fantasies. And once you put them in that position, they become utterly dependent on the supplier. And since the supplier of this opportunity is government, it has no natural basis, they're going to become essentially slaves of the government.
It is like a weird fever dream, hallucination, what the left does. They're so unhappy, they just attack bedrock of civilization and God's system. It really is satanic.
Well, you know, it reminds me a little bit, though, of a kind of weird reversal of what was the case with aristocratic rule. Aristocratic pretensions were supported by outward appearances that required a certain kind of power to enforce them on others. So you got people to call you your majesty and your worship and your this and that in ways that would then contribute to a false sense of intimidation. That's a lot like getting people used to being penalized if they misgender so-and-so, right? So if you don't say the right title, we're going to throw you in jail. We're going to take you.
You know, it's incredible. You probably didn't hear my show yesterday, but that's what I said. I said it's the new royalty where they're arresting people that misgender in England. It's a royalty. You didn't give the right title. Since when is saying someone's a man or a woman or it's ma'am, it's literally the new royalty.
That's exactly right. But then you have to ask yourself, what sustains this royalty? What power is it that keeps them in power? And it's obviously just the power of being able to enforce your will against others. But if a small group of people can impose their will and force the titles, today...
No, that's it. If it's the transgenderism today and mother and father's bad, it's anything tomorrow. If they can get us to submit to something this ridiculous now, we'll capitulate to anything.
Tomorrow it will be calling those who have self-identified as elites and who have sufficient power to impose their will, you'll have to call them by whatever name or title they demand.
And let's go back. Remember the deputy head of Google 5 years ago in a lawsuit made his employees call him a beautiful female dragon in a beautiful golden building. You know, that sounds dumb. No, that's a cult. If I made my employees call me a beautiful female dragon, I would be in a cult.
Well, imagine that nonsense is enforced by government and courts with fines and jail sentences, and you get an idea of where we're headed.
By the way, I'm not just saying this, Alan, because I've been begging for months for you to get on the show. I don't know why it hasn't happened, but we got to get you on anytime you want to come on, the show's yours, because I feel like victory when I talk to you. I'm not just, unlike any other guest, when I talk to you, because you quantify what I already and spiritually know, I just feel victory. I feel like a way out when I talk to you. I'm serious. Your study of history, your knowledge, all of it quantifies what my spirit already knows. Well, let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Time, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise.
advertise your business, one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, former ambassador to the UN, Alan Keyes, is our guest, and he's on fire as usual here today. We have the fourth hour coming up as well with Nick Begich, but I'll do a few segments and hit some other news I haven't gotten to. He is going to be co-hosting at least one of the shows next week. So, Alan Keyes, you've boiled down who these people are and what they're doing. You've got these articles, growing secession movement. You know, the left can say these cities are above the law. Illegal aliens can drink and drive. They cannot pay taxes. Well, what happens with secession movements on the other side? What do you see the pushback of Americans against this system? What do you see unfolding?
Well, one, I think that particular movement is a rational response to the fact that Democrats are trying to build an urban-based tyranny in the country. Precisely the thing, by the way, that the whole founding system was devised to avoid.
The whole Electoral College.
Or other sectional tyranny over the whole country. And it neglects a couple of important factors, aside from the fact that you're usurping the overall electoral process. You're also acting as if numbers are the only thing that matters. And, of course, that's not true, because each section of our country contributes something that's vital to the rest of us, so that you may have people who are fewer in number living, for instance, in rural areas, but the food they produce is vital to everybody.
And they're holding the area. They're paying taxes on it.
You see, and they're trying to hold them hostage in the same way that in third world countries They often held farmers hostage and people who lived in rural areas hostage to the demands of the urban and the military.
The central government. It happens over and over again.
That's right. But you destroy the country because you're not paying attention to the vital contribution.
Because you've created a new slave class.
The society.
Why do you think Bloomberg badmouthed farmers and badmouthed mothers and told his employees kill their babies? He just has this sick attitude. He openly says, I should be able to tell you how to live. I know best. His arrogance is outrageous.
Well, I think the arrogance of it's outrageous, but it's also a form, if you analyze it through, of insanity, which puts the ambition for power above everything else. So that you will sacrifice every good thing, prosperity, liberty, happiness, in order to achieve that power objective. And I'm sorry.
That's right. That's... He wants the technocracy, he says, to tell us how to live right. And it's the most outrageous statement. He just says it with a straight face.
Well, I think that's because they have no real standard of right and wrong. When you don't have a standard of right and wrong, when your only standard is power, you can get away with telling lies, and you don't feel that they're lies because they serve your purpose. You can get away with making promises, and you don't have to keep them because they serve your purpose. The only thing that matters is that you achieve your aim. And what Americans have to wake up to is to start asking. We have produced one of the greatest outcomes, I think the greatest, for any country, any nation in the history of the world. We've done it on a unique basis of respecting the sovereignty of the people. The attack that matters most is the attack on that sovereignty, which depends on two things, our own character and the authority of Almighty God, which was acknowledged at the beginning as a substitute for the notion that the only standard is the will of the strongest.
Well, so let's talk about that other topic you want to get into. What is natural law? A lot of fake definitions out there, some occultic ones, but what's real natural law from a scholar's view, and what is the abandonment of it?
Well, see, I guess I deal in American definitions. Natural law is the set of rules that first govern material nature, on which our science entirely depends now.
So it's common sense.
Science and so forth. The other kind of natural law is the law that is represented in the way in which human beings are prompted to behave by their bodies and by their understanding, their ability to reason, in order to preserve themselves, preserve their families, take care of their country, and achieve a state of being that corresponds to their happiness. And that's what was talked about in the Declaration of Independence. And that natural inclination to want to do the things that will help to make you happy, help to keep your family happy, help to keep your community safe and your children safe. That was the premise of our idea of equality, because we all have that inclination, and we stand responsible before God for doing the things that will help to achieve the result.
So why is there a war against natural law when it's common sense, is what we know is right, we want to do it?
That's right. And the government's supposed to respect that, not interfere with it. And we're certainly not supposed to turn over our responsibilities, beginning with our responsibility for our family and our children. We're not supposed to turn it over to anybody else, because it's not just about getting things done. It's about getting them done in a way that respects the provisions that God has made, which provisions are the only ones on which we can base the claim of equality. Have you noticed that? We're not equal in material provisions. We're not equal in intelligence. We're not equal in physical strength or anything else.
We're equal in the rules of how it's supposed to run.
Excuse me?
But we're equal in the rules of what works, of what binds us together as humans. Well, and you violate those rules.
But those rules are only, how can I put it, are only a source of equality when we acknowledge that we are equally responsible for obeying them and following.
No, I agree. It's like we are all equal, created by God to follow God's plan if we choose so.
That's right. But that means, and here's the fundamental error a lot of people make, freedom is not the source of equality. Freedom is the condition that allows us to choose the path of equality.
Oh, I totally agree. We're given free will by God to have the free will to make the right choice or not.
Hmm?
We're given free will by God so that we can make the choice. Exactly. The freedom to make the choice is not the end game. It's just the climate to be able to have the free will to make the right choice.
You have to. Well, that's where the idea of rights comes from. I was rereading a book the other day, The Closing of the American Mind, by somebody I knew very well, Alan Bloom, who was one of my mentors in the early part of my college education. And he contrasts the Enlightenment thinking about rights. And he says something that I don't believe is exactly accurate. He says that the opposite of rights under the Enlightenment was not wrongs, but duties. That's the exact opposite of what I think is the case. In point of fact, the root of all rights lies in our obligation to do that which accords with the will of God for our preservation and our happiness, according to the law that should govern our nature.
John, I totally agree. God's given us a plan that's going to work beautifully, but we have free will to choose it.
We have free will to choose it, but we have to use that will to do what's right. When we use it to do what's wrong, it is not a right.
It's sin.
That then has to be resisted by those who are following the logic of unalienable
rights. Well, what's
right.
Crazy is if you actually do what God says, you're fabulously successful. So why would anyone not want to follow that?
Well, they wouldn't want to follow them because though they're fabulously successful, some of them, they want to be worshipped as God. And you can't be worshipped as God.
No, exactly. You can't be God when you admit there is a God above you.
Exactly. And I think that that's what's making everybody unhappy. You know, Caesar and all of these people in ancient times, they used to get temples in which they were worshipped because they were so wonderful. I think a lot of our elites miss that, and they want to take us back. They call themselves progressive.
So, Alan, I can tell you're a really smart guy. I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. You don't feel good being praised. You like your ideas being accepted because you know it's the truth. But I don't like being praised as a god. But I see elitists, so-called elitists, they love it. They go to award ceremonies and they believe it. And exactly. Why would you want a temple built to yourself? It seems compared to God, you feel pathetic doing that. But see, they think they're God.
Well, see, they're encouraging ordinary folks to give room for the delusion that they can be God. They can be men when they're women and women when they're men and anything you feel like doing and so forth and so on. Everybody thinks, that's for me because I get to do whatever I want. No, don't fool yourself, y'all. They're saying you can do anything you want, knowing that's not true, so that they can do anything they have the power to do, knowing that right now they have the power to do pretty much anything they please. To you, which world do you want to live in? Because I think it's crazy to go into the world these people are.
No, you just said it. Going with God's plan gives you defense mechanisms and systems that protect you. If they convince you to abandon that, you've been opened up for attack. The hedge of protection has been dropped by people that know the natural law. They're just getting you to abandon it so they can dominate you.
Well, I think that's true. And we have to know that that hedge of protection is not theoretical. It's actually the confidence that comes from believing that you are walking the path of right and that other people of right mind will stay with you. That's what made the New Model Army successful when Cromwell revolted against the aristocrats.
Let's talk about Cromwell, the Lord High Protector, Defender of the Faith. We're back in 2 minutes. Final segment with Alan Keene. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.